Over the past 20 years, Only a Game has given many racehorses their day in the sun. Bill has waxed poetic about cigars, sang the praises of Secretariat, remembered the actions of Affirmed, and even looked into the paranormal potential of Lisa's booby trap. But one horse got more attention than he deserved, or at least more attention than he earned.
There's just something about that name, Zippy Chippy.
That's Bill Flynn, then a reporter for member station WXXI, who was on the scene in 1999 for Zippy Chippy's record-setting 86th consecutive race without a win.
Well, he jumped right out. He was amongst the contenders, and through most of the race, he was there. He fell from the leaders in the last quarter mile of the race and finished about 13 and a quarter lengths back.
That same week, Only a Game sent a reporter out to meet Zippy, which wasn't an easy feat. Once the reluctant racehorse started running, it was actually difficult to get him to stop.
Oh, Zippy. Oh.
That's Zippy's trainer, Felix Monserrati.
And long he want to keep running, I'm going to run him. Even if he runs slow. I think he feels sad when he don't do something. That's why I keep training him.
A year later, Zippy was still running, and he was still slow.
Time now for our weekly Zippy Chippy update, Charlie. Last week, the little gelding who couldn't and never has and no doubt never will ran his record losing streak to 87 when he finished second at a county fair right here in Massachusetts.
Charlie Pierce is not known for going easy on athletes, and Zippy was no exception.
I think the phrase never has and likely never will is sort of implied in the word gelding, isn't it, first of all?
On the occasion of our 20th anniversary, we sent Bill Littlefield in search of Zippy Chippy to offer our apologies and maybe a carrot.
Zippy Chippy runs no more, unless he wants to, say when he's at the far end of the corral and somebody shows up at the gate with something good to eat. That somebody is likely to be Joanne Pepper, Zippy Chippy's landlord and his most enthusiastic fan.
He is quite famous. He has quite a lot of fans. And actually, every day he's getting new fans when they hear his story. People just think he's adorable.
Zippy Chippy's story is, of course, that he ran in 100 races without winning one. Well, actually, according to Joanne Pepper, he ran in 97, tops.
He stopped leaving the starting gate when it opened. At Finger Lakes, three times in a row, and then you get kicked off the grounds.
So he was kind of the Ferdinand the Bull of thoroughbred horse racing. He would rather smell the flowers than participate in the competition.
I think so, yes. Or he just enjoyed, you know, being gracious and letting everybody else go ahead.
Zippy Chippy did manage to finish second eight times. He got a few thirds. His career winnings totaled $30,000. It's a record that makes one wonder why his owner kept bringing Zippy Chippy to the track. Joanne Pepper thinks part of the reason was that Zippy came cheap.
He was owned primarily by Felix Monserrati, who got Zippy in a trade for a pickup truck and raced him throughout his entire career.
How many times did he find himself thinking, I should have held on to the pickup truck?
Oh, I don't know. 100, maybe? But I think most trainers would think, I don't think this horse really wants to race. And Felix thought Zippy enjoyed losing, so he kept letting him lose.
Zippy Chippy's current home is at a farm called Old Friends at Cabin Creek, established 10 years ago in Greenfield, New York, a quick run from the track in Saratoga Springs. Well, quick for any horse but Zippy. Anyway, Old Friends, which is supported by donations, a few grants, and fundraisers, some featuring Zippy, is home to 14 retired racehorses, though capacity is supposed to be 12. According to Joanne Pepper, Zippy Chippy is among those okay with sharing space with a pal.
His name is Red Down South, and he's 12. The minute they got together, they became best friends, and they have not been separated since. So he's lucky. That's really the truest horse relationship that I've ever seen. Zippy loves Red and respects him, and Red looks out for Zippy. It's beautiful.
It was raining on the August day when I visited Old Friends at Cabin Creek. The farm was beautiful anyway. It was chilly, too, but the horses didn't seem to mind. I found myself wondering out loud in the presence of Joanne Pepper whether Zippy Chippy, reluctant racehorse, laughing stock, butt of the jokes of a thousand railbirds, had at last found the perfect home.
He has. I think Zippy's as happy as he can be. He looks great. He's 22 years old. He's healthy. He gets a lot of carrots, so he's well-fed, and I think he's happy.
If you want to see Zippy Chippy or any of his more accomplished neighbors at Old Friends, summer visiting hours are 11 to 4, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Can be on the radio?
Call ahead and bring carrots.
You are the horse of legends. You are the horse of my dreams. With some imagination gathered together with me.
Only a Game is produced by Doug Tribou with help this week from Martin Kessler. Thanks to Betty Carson Mogridge at WBAA at Purdue University. Our technical director is John Perotti. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To see Bill's photos of Zippy Chippy in retirement, please visit onlyagame.org. Our final word comes from Paul Stanley of KISS, who explains why he always skips breakfast.
It's one of those things that you have to give up in order to be able to, at my age, fit into a pair of tights without a shirt. So no breakfast. You know, nobody likes to see a fat guy in tights unless his name's Meatloaf.
No comment. I'm Karen Given. Bill Littlefield returns next week. Thanks for listening.
You are the horse of my dreams.
Support comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at gatesfoundation.org. The Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness on the web at melvilletrust.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world on the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR.